Listener Production.
Hello, David Dolan here. New South Wales Farmers believes millions more need to be spent on eradicating the insidious fire ant before it's too late. A recent Senate inquiry found a whole-of-government response and uninterrupted funding is required to eradicate and stop the spread of the pest, which has been detected just to our north at Wardell. President Xavier Martin says the ants swarm and attack is unlike anything else and will change life forever.
No more walking dogs in the park or playing cricket at the cricket ground, let alone enjoying your backyard. I mean, this is an extraordinary pest and it must be eradicated.
The state opposition believes a restructure of the Department of Regional New South Wales is a waste of time. It's being renamed the Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development and will have closer ties to the Premier's office. Chris Minns says it's about ensuring a whole-of-government approach, but Nationals leader Dougald Saunders says there's no need to change anything.
When you have departments like DPI, LLS, that are working extremely well, why do you play with them and then put regional communities at risk? There's no need to do that. The Premier is trying to centralise power back to his department.
And police have charged 145 people during a statewide crackdown on knife crime. More than 800 officers were involved in the operation, which saw 51 knives or other weapons seized. 51 people were also arrested on outstanding warrants. Another big win for Nambucca Heads in Group 2 footy. The Roosters getting up 44-8 against Maxfield to be crowned Kings of the Valley in the only match that wasn't washed out. The Coffs Breakers are 2-2 in North Coast AFL, the men's side thrashing Grafton by 102 points, while Port Macquarie beat Sawtell 68-35. And in Waratah League basketball, a tough trip to Mossvale for Port Macquarie, with the Dolphins going down by 4 points.